And let's take a call from Dan in Manhattan. You're on WNYC.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm actually a Bates alum. I graduated class of 93. When I applied, I believe SATs were optional. And just for full disclosure, I submitted my SAT scores. I believe genetically I do pretty well on testing, so I had a fairly good one. But the reason I'm calling is to...
Did you say you believe genetically you do well on testing?
I'm a good test taker. I happen to be a good test taker, and that's come out in various ways. I don't think it's something I was trained for particularly, but I think I'm a good test taker.
All right. We'll leave the question of whether it was genetic or experiential for another segment, but go ahead.
In any event, what I want to say is that I had the interview at Bates, and it engenders a very warm feeling about the college, and the fact that they gave me the option of the SATs and were willing to take a look at me without the SATs, it engenders a very warm feeling of community and a very positive feeling that they're going to be looking at you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It also engenders, I think, because of that, I think it engenders some feeling of loyalty to it or responsibility in that, look, they're taking the time to assess you as a person and assess your abilities here, and to some extent, you don't want to disappoint that as you go through the college experience. So
even the application process helps set you up for success in the future because it increases your motivation, is I guess what you're saying. But